Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm Tappin' Mike from Homer, Louisiana. Let's play some music for y'all. put my lips and come to town. Well, I've been sucking in his chest. I ain't got no who to love. The bullfrog, he stopped reading me. The moxie, he stopped spinning me.
Vocals and guitar, Mr. Tab Benoit.
Still hasn't gotten its land legs yet, so I'll probably be tuning it throughout the show. Well, if you see me before, I'm tuning throughout the show anyway. So I'm just using a new excuse that I just got yesterday. It's okay to have excuses as long as you keep shuffling them, you know? It can't always be the transmission went out. You know, y'all have heard that before. They use that against us all the time. Those places where I got booked at the wrong place at the wrong time, or somebody screwed up the schedule, period, and chose to sell tickets to a show that I wasn't playing at. But I was playing at another place in the same town the same night. So people went to the wrong place, and they came back and said, why are you not over there? And I said, well, because I'm over here. And my name's on the sign, so I know I'm in the right spot. And so your name's on the sign at this other place, too. And they just told us your transmission went out. Like, well, how the hell did I make it here? You mean the transmission went out 3 miles before I got to y'all? It went out right on the other side of town, so I just put up a sign and said, I'm gonna play here. So that's what's gonna happen. Next time transmission does go out, I'm just gonna put up a sign and just play right there. It could be in the middle of the desert. Like, the dude in the desert jamming right now. Y'all hurry up. Sometimes I talk too much. Oh, good. I'm glad a few of y'all think so. I'll see y'all after. All right. Blues Cruise is awesome. Anybody was on it? Yeah, a few of y'all. Y'all ain't admitting shit. All right. What about it? Oh, thank you. I tore up the crow's nest, she said. What about the other gigs I had? Just that one. Step One Night. Just that one song I saw when I walked in the crow's nest was really awesome. That's like people come up to me and go, man, that first album you did was killer. What about the other 15?
Give me my medicine.
And they don't even know what the hell the songs are. They go, you know that third song on that really good album you did? No, I'm not listening to that one. All right, so let me play a song from my last album, which hopefully y'all still like some of that too. I know you do, because I saw some to y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. It's going to be the best one, I'm sure. Hey, you know, it really is the truth when y'all ask me, hey, what's your best one? I say, well, I haven't done it yet. Still working on it. Okay. All right, you're welcome. It's a little, I guess we're just talking to each other session. I can't help but listen to y'all because I enjoy it. It is my form of entertainment. Since I don't get to go to too many shows from those seats. This is my seat. This is my show. Like, y'all are the screen. And it's a great movie going on right now. It's got comedy. It's got tragedy. And it's got a little music every now and then, which is really cool, because I know that's what y'all came for. So I would love to play this for y'all. Can find her way back home. say, the sky come down, the mountains all fall to the ground, but I will feel none of these things. Oh, shelter me now underneath your wing, the waters rise, the thunder pounds, the wheels of war. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. The CD is nice. It's nice, like clean, quiet places like this. Man, I can hear everything y'all say. I heard somebody go, I gotta go to the bathroom. See, you already getting up. Be right back. I heard that. See, you're the man I'm gonna spoke to when you heard that. Holy shit, I need another drink. Alright. Okay. It's the same dude yelling for all the songs over here, right? Everybody has the freedom to pick tonight. This is your thing. This is your show. That's right. Although y'all know it's not really a show, kind of show. But I don't do them kind of show. We just play music. Okay? Alright, I got some right there. Got a lot of them, actually. Thank y'all so much for picking stuff that I know. I hate to disappoint the entire audience of people picking shit that I don't know. Do you know any Ozzy? No. Do you know any Daft Punk? I don't know. Not yet.
AC/DC.
Working on that shit. AC/DC? No. Don't. I know the drum parts though. I know the drum stuff. Cause you ain't gotta sing to do that shit. You think I could sing AC/DC? Are you kidding me? That's like asking me if I know any Journey. The same shit, I can't sing none of that. How about any Yes? Can you do any Yes? Have you heard that guy's voice lately? It's high. Some of you girls can't even sing that high. So please don't ask for the high guy shit, I'm telling you. That's why I don't do no Zeppelin.
Shepherd.
You know what I'm gonna do. My shit. It's not like I have a lot of choices. I just made up for 40 songs, and 3 of those is other people's songs. All right. Pretty good. That's a pretty good call, but it's not the one I want to do right now. For that beautiful request. Shit, I forgot the one I was gonna do. It's such a nice request. Come on, wait, it's in the magic glass. Thank y'all. This is what I do at home. When nobody's looking. With a microphone. But it's not plugged in. No, it's plugged in. I got a PA. Set it in my backyard. Jam it to the frogs. They love it, man. Nobody ever plays music for them dudes. Most people that go out there are looking for food, and frogs happen to be delicious. So, usually when they see people, they got something in their hands that's about to knock them out, and I bring a guitar and they go, "The hell is that? He could knock us out with it, but hey, it sounds pretty good." They wouldn't leave him alone for a while, check him out. Then when you start singing, the frogs like react to the human voice for some reason, I guess. I don't know, I just know what happens. Cause you know, I was out there with Dan Rather one day. What? I'm serious. I had Dan Rather in my motherfucking boat. Because I had a lot of shit to cover, and I wanted to make sure we got it all. And I warned the producers to make sure that he knows we're going to go fast. Like, we're going to go over 70. Because I got to cover some ground, and so, you know, I got a short amount of time, damn rather, let's go. To show him the swamps of Louisiana. So, I'm serious, they took out like this really heavy duty hairspray. I'm talking. They sprayed him down like extra. It's that Dan Rather spray. I'm serious, it's strong. If we could spray the coast down with that hairspray, we wouldn't lose any grass, I'm telling you. Like anytime storms coming through, just spray that shit down, every grass is gonna be in place when we go back tomorrow. Cause, I mean, we were doing hurricane force winds and that hair was perfect. And then we stopped, he wanted me to play some music for him. The frequency of what? Of the wind? Like every second. It kept happening. I don't know what he was asking, but I was just trying to answer the questions honestly. Since this is a grilling session, I feel like, oh, yeah, I can't play that shit. Man, you're crazy. We're talking about Dan Rather, not Michael Stipe. I didn't have him in my boat. He don't have no hair anyway, so I ain't got to spray nothing. It ain't my fault. I'm just being observant. So I'm out there playing music for Dan Rather on the boat, and I started singing, and the frogs started going, I'm doing that thing, they're like, you can see the fingers come up like this. I mean, yeah. They can't really clap when they get stuck together. Trees like this. But it was cool. And he looked around like, holy shit. He brought me to a place where he dumped a bunch of frogs off in a box over there. Because it really was cool, because the animals do listen out there, and I love playing for them, because they like one of my most attentive audiences. Besides y'all, I mean, y'all are really listening to these stories. Surprised, like, y'all are really thinking y'all gonna get some really important information when y'all are listening to something. And, yeah, I'm just talking about a bunch of frogs. They cool frogs. So I played a song for them. My shiny, she has left me for good. After I gave her my love for so long, she's out there with somebody, and I just can't sit here alone. But it's so hard to try with these tears in my eyes, and it takes a long time to get to Baton Rouge. And all I want is to hear love somebody sing my song when a Cajun man gets the blues.
So much better audience than the floor, I'm telling you.
It's worth a drive. Hey, all your dreams will come true. I'm sure. Just not right now. You know, good shit takes time, man. It's like saying, hey, whip up a quick gumbo. I gotta leave in 15 minutes. It's like, it takes 15 minutes to talk about it. What kind of gonna have? I don't know. I like shrimp. Me too. 5 minutes right there. Because once you start talking about shrimp, you go, man, you see that shrimp? We can talk about that for a while. Or you should see the ones we caught last year. Hey, man, we love, you know, we are from Louisiana, so we love to eat stuff that comes out of the yard. We got ingredients in my yard. I don't know what y'all got, but I know y'all got a bunch of oranges. Can't eat just oranges. Shit. There gotta be some hanging around them oranges that's delicious. Iguanas or something, I don't know. I see some iguanas in Florida. Yeah. Maybe not as much as far north, but they got them shit ass on. So. Playing golf, they were running like, get away from this motherfucker, he's about to hit me. Like, why you living next to a golf course, Mr. Iguana? Should know better. Those are not eggs. They are not delicious. You have to cook them for a very long time. All right. So, I tell you what, though, you see, when you go fishing, there's music that catches fish. Like, that's right. Put something on and see what happens. But it's all right, you gotta put on the right stuff. Not exactly. Sometimes it depends on what you're fishing for. You know, like bass, like Johnny Hooker. I'm serious. Soccer leg, they like Cajun music. You put on Cajun music, soccer leg, like, yeah, let's go. Let's buy anything. We don't care. We just want to get the hell out of here. Because we want to see where that music's coming from. And then they go, shit. That music's coming from a nice chest. It looks just like the one they put us in, except it's got speakers on it. Apparently that ice chest is partying harder than this one. Everybody in here is dying to get out. And then, you know, like, speckled trout. They like George Jones. I'm just a bartender. I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight and keep me from slipping away. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, and I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar and gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my key. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight and keep me from slipping away.
Thank you.
Damon, come play with us. Y'all give it up, Damon Fowler. Yeah. Yeah. Thank y'all. Damon's been on my boat. His hair didn't move either. He got hair like me, it just don't move. We didn't need the damn rat of spray. Started coming to this area, you know what I mean, like Florida. Man, Damon was always playing. It seemed like every time I had a gig in Florida, especially like this area of the park, this region of Florida, like, between here and the water, Damon would be playing. And playing on some late shows, so I'd always go and jam with him. So not everybody like knows him and shit. I ain't got nowhere to jam after the gig. He's all famous now. He goes home early. He plays early gigs now, you see. This is what you work up towards. Those 9 o'clock start times, you know. That's right. And you know, that the 2 hour show instead of 4 hours that starts at midnight after everybody's drunk already. Like they falling down on you while you're setting up. They didn't start playing yet. Well, ain't my fault they went out early. I should have took a nap. But we are friends and we love playing with each other. We were on a cruise together, so we did lots of jam. I didn't play much guitar with them, though.
Steve Gadd, right?
I played lots of drums. Yeah. Thank you. One person really enjoys the fact that I like to play drums. I feel you. I know. Well, not at the same time. I mean, if I could play it all at the same time, shit. I'll be starting at like 7:30. Playing giant places. Even cleaner than this one. Like you walk in, it smells like Lysol. And everybody's wearing suits and shit. And they're drinking fine champagne and throwing money at me. Like, here, take that. It's in my way. I'm trying to get to my weed, and this is just in my way. Take this roll of $1,000 bills. You earned it. Because you can play all that shit at the same time. I'm just picturing that one man band. When he kicks his leg, the drum goes. So it can be done. I'm
going
to work on it. I tell you what, mounted to a tricycle. That way the faster you pedal, the faster the beat goes. You know, so like, you play a slow song, you just go real slow. You want to do some Zydeco? That dude's in shape. They wouldn't say nothing about it. It's really good. That's what it is. But man, yeah, I heard about that one-man band dude on a tricycle, man. How is that feel? That dude is in shape. All right. So let's play a little song. Damon don't know this one. Yeah, he does. Damon knows all my stuff. We don't care. I'm playing it different every time, so it don't matter. I never heard this version of it before. Exactly like this. I don't even know what song it is. But it's going to be awesome. And the best version I've ever played of this song. And if I figure out which one it is. Probably something. It's not that one. The best song, the best version of that one is not out yet. I'm gonna do this one. Sort of. It's gonna be special, I'm telling you. I know I'm building it up, so now it's gonna suck. Alright. Okay, this song ain't worth the fuck. Alright, here we go.
I'm a
Thank you.
life for just us two. I'm a smoke. more am I supposed to take? When I left, I had some dry cornflakes for breakfast, baby. Out of the bowl from a T-bone steak right down that plate. And there's too many dirty dishes in the sink. Love for just us two. I'm wondering who the hell making dirty dishes. Can't put your own shit on. I mean, come on. Yeah, once you come over to my house, baby, sit right there and get comfortable. I'm gonna put some of my shit on. Sounds just like the record, I promise. Yeah, sit down, baby. I got this. It's 2 minutes out of this. Yeah. Yeah, thank y'all. Good thing y'all like us, because we're watching the weather. We might not be able to get home for a few days. So I might have to stay in it for a little few days. Yeah. I don't know. They say the bridge is ice first, and I'm like, holy shit, you know how many bridges I got to cross to get home? Even if I get past the first 15 of them, I still got another 12 to go. And we don't have de-icing equipment handy. We got road graders, but I watched that last time it snowed. It wasn't doing a damn thing. The road graders were just like, the blade was just bouncing. They pick it up, didn't scoop a damn thing. But he was warm. That's right. Road grader operator is not a bad job. Because you get to be by yourself and warm. You can go any speed you want. I mean, ain't none of it gonna be real fast. In a road grader, you take your time and check around. You see what's happening. Because you get to push it all over the road, see? You get to grade the motherfucking road. Like, I gave it a B plus. But I think I can make it into an A minus. A couple more passes. Should take me the rest of the afternoon. I know, y'all don't see them guys very often. We used to because, well, when I was growing up, which ain't that long ago, we still had oyster shells for roads, so, yeah, because we ain't got no rocks. Got to import rocks. We got oyster shells coming out the ass. Put that on the road. It works for a little while, but then they gotta grade it pretty often, and every time they grade the road, it smells like rotten fucking oysters. Yeah. It just so happened, I saw Jaws that night. We were grading the road. It wasn't my fault, man. My parents took me to go see some quality entertainment. And it was the first Jaws movie. And I was a little kid, you know. Exactly. I remember it well. It was very, yes, it was at the Southland Mall. And I had to take Savannah Road to get home. And Savannah Road was shells. Oh, and there was a giant porn theater right there, too. Drive-in. The kind you can see from the road. And I'm a little kid. And I just saw Jaws. I'm a little queasy as it is from a hot dog and some popcorn and some Jaws meat. And then I gotta see what? You could see it from the Shell Road, the giant screen, big close-ups of the 70s. Now, why you just came from Jaws and you're smelling rotten oysters? You really don't want to be looking at that. I think even the adults felt like throwing up. Still get a little queasy thinking about it. Like that, you got to pull over. Is it Jaws? I think so. I'm sorry, these are true stories. Did Thor just leave me a puff of smoke? Hey, Thor disappears. Part of the magic.
I know exactly what he's talking about because we grew up pretty close to the same bayous and
the same road.
That is not bullcorn. That isn't exact.
That's you can say shit. I already said
that's the truth, man.
Right.
It's so true.
It's so okay.
I wanted you to experience that, telling the good folks here.
I didn't even really get into it.
I know. I want you to experience that on your own, man, because
it gets better.
Yeah.
Because the next time I see y'all, I'm going to elaborate. I'm going to leave you hanging on that one.
I told Damon a little while ago, he's like, man, Tab just brought me back 40 years like that.
Was it 40? Y'all shut up. Wasn't that long ago. I still feel like that kid.
Me too.
It's like, I don't know if I should look, but I should look. Try to push my mama's hand out the way. Put a frog on my face. And stick. It's the same way we went to Bourbon Street, like this. Drinks, Mom. Strawberry. People look like they're really enjoying them. It must be making them sick, though. I see a lot of them throwing up. All right, banana. All right. I gotta go before I dig a deeper hole. But I love talking to y'all because it's part of the fun. Come here. I get to have fun too, right? Yeah. This means a whole lot.
Hey, it really was by Southwood Mall too.
Yeah, it was. I know. I was there. That's where Jaws was.
Whoever said that knows.
Jaws was at the mall. Making people
That's
sick.
Where it started.
Yeah, me too. Well, Jaws and that other thing. I mean, you didn't see a lot. It was very fuzzy on the screen. It was the 70s. Extreme close up. I mean, I thought it was a sea urchin. I didn't know. I thought it was a nature thing. Oh, wow. I didn't know they had documentaries so late at night. Oh shit. Thanks for turning on the smoke, man. I really need it. The way people can't see me crying right now. It's the smoke. Okay. Alright, don't tell my mom I'm talking about this shit, okay? Alright. I love y'all. This has been a lot of fun, man. Thank you.
these things I'm gonna.